I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a recent video, Boko Haram terrorists threatened to take down the Nigerian government by June. This comes just weeks after President Goodluck Jonathan vowed to put an end to Boko Haram, a group responsible for multiple attacks on Christians. Despite the fact they've gotten away with terrorism so far, Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray thinks that's coming to an end.
I think it's the death throes of this particular splinter group. I think that they will be eliminated now by the government.
Bray says to expect more attacks on Christians. Pray believers will still spread the gospel. Next, being young in Suriname isn't easy. Poverty, unemployment, substance abuse, and teen pregnancy have all been challenging issues to the next generation. Biblica in the Netherlands just translated the Reach for Life New Testament in Dutch, the main language spoken in Suriname. Over 200 church leaders have been trained to use Reach for Life in classroom settings. Partners have already requested another 15,000 Reach for Life New Testaments. We have details at our website. And when Orphan Outreach celebrated 5 years of ministry last week, there was cause to party. In only half a decade, the ministry has sent over 1,000 short-term team members to Guatemala, Honduras, Russia, Latvia, and India. Teams go to help orphans, but the ministry focus is really supporting the people in the field. At the celebration last week, President Mike Duras explains why they do it.
This celebration tonight is really a celebration of Christ and His love for these kids. And we have the opportunity to be part of His plan to demonstrate in a very tangible way how much He loves them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.